Episode 244, Captain America: The Winter Soldier Movie Review. Hello and welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian. I'm Matt Anderson.
I am Kobe Radcliffe.
BJ McElrath here.
We just left Daniel Butcher and his friend. We left my two brothers who were just there with us at the movie theater. I'm sure Daniel will be going to welcome to Level 7 to go record his review of this. But for now, you've got us here from the green screen.
We have a special episode for you. We are doing a first review. Actually, we just got out of the movie theater.
Yeah, this is an instant reaction.
We went and saw Noah, I think, is what it was.
No. Captain America.
I was so confused.
So, we are deviating from DC and taking a little dip into Marvel.
Yeah, so this will be pretty much a short episode, just a quick reaction. Guys, what were your thoughts? Should we start with a rating and then describe our favorite parts of the movie?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, Kobe. Out of 5.
4.7.
BJ.
I'm going high.
4.6.
I'm just going to go with a solid 4.
Why so low?
I liked it.
I'm surprised.
I know, I liked it. But I just can't put my finger on. There was something more I maybe wanted from it. And I can't. I'll have to let it digest a little bit. But, yeah. So I liked it. I don't think I loved it. But I'm seeing it again on Sunday with a different group of friends. So maybe that showing will.
Did you like it better than the first one?
Yes. Okay, here's the thing about this movie.
100%.
It had good characters, good story, good action, but, like, too much of everything. Like, too much. I don't know how to. I'm not trying to. Story is good, don't get me wrong. But it almost. There was some parts where it's like, who do you trust?
That's the point, though, I know.
It's a totally different thing than a typical superhero movie, which isn't a negative. I'm just for the record, it's a total spy thriller that happens to have Captain America in it.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, what was unique about it was how it tied in with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the TV show.
Yes, definitely.
Is it a spoiler? Do we talk? Consider a spoiler?
No, we can spoil S.H.I.E.L.D. We talk about Arrow, so okay. Whatever. So, S.H.I.E.L.D. just had an episode where Sitwell had to leave to go to some job on a boat, which we saw the reaction to that here. And then Gemma Simmons was saying that there was something happening at that building, the Triskelion. Mm-hmm. And so we didn't actually see what was happening there. And now, by the end of this movie, S.H.I.E.L.D. doesn't exist anymore. So how can there still be a show called
Coulson? Coulson wasn't even in the movie.
Right.
I was so upset about that. Why is Coulson, like, Fury's number two guy?
You're not watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I think Matt and I are still watching it. Yeah. So
that show is still on?
Surprisingly.
It can't be now, or else it's Agents of blank.
That's a good point. I don't know where they're going to go. And some people have speculated that the reason S.H.I.E.L.D. hasn't been renewed yet for a second season is that secretly they've always planned to only do one season. I don't think that's the case, especially for our friends at the Welcome to Level 7 podcast. But
who plans a show for one season, though?
I think, though,
that wouldn't make any sense,
really. I think if they planned it for one season, they would have announced that, because then it would ensure solid ratings all the way through.
That's true.
Nobody would want to miss a single episode.
So I'll name off some characters. You guys give me your thoughts. We've got Falcon, the new sidekick to Captain America. And in case you guys don't know from the comic books, long-time sidekick. In fact, Captain America's...
He was with him forever.
Yeah, Captain America's book was called Captain America and Falcon for a long time.
I actually really like Falcon. I think he's going to have to get new wings.
Yep.
So, ones that don't break as easily.
Yeah.
But I like the idea of the character. I like his guns. Those things are pretty sweet. His little mini guns. Yeah.
I like him, but his setup was... I mean, it's hard to do in this movie, but...
His origin story wasn't that good.
Yeah, it wasn't that good. The setup, the introduction to the character in this movie just didn't have enough time.
I love him, and I think that they're building up some great sidekicks. They won't be called that in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but we've got War Machine over with Iron Man, also known as the Iron Patriot. We've got Falcon, who is Thor have? Well, Sif, she probably...
Sif, she's probably going to be the main one,
Black Widow is a great sidekick of sorts. But I'd like to see a movie where
Thor has Jane Foster.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well,
yeah.
Don't forget Hawkeye.
I kind of want Jane Foster to die. I hope she dies in Avengers 2.
She won't.
But anyways,
but he won't even be in it.
What if they, I would love to see a movie. Like, what if Iron Patriot and Falcon teamed up together in a movie? How awesome would that be?
That won't happen.
That would be amazing.
It's not gonna happen.
Okay, so Falcon. Falcon was great. Black Widow. I think this was her best appearance in any of the Marvel movies.
Yeah, she was pretty good.
That's her most extensive appearance.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, this was a movie about her just as much as Captain America.
I think that's a good point. And where was Hawkeye? Why was he not in this movie?
I was wondering the same thing. Well, why is Hawkeye not in this movie?
when everything is going south, why didn't they call Iron Man in?
Yeah.
Clearly they needed some help.
No, but I mean, not just that, but yeah, they should have called Iron Man, but also Hawkeye is an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my thought, too. I'm like, you know, that scene on the bridge where where the Winter Soldier is just sniping everybody down. And trying to snipe Black Widow.
At the same time.
I'm thinking, it would be great right now if Hawkeye just showed up and just took out the Winter Soldier.
It honestly doesn't make any sense for him not to be there. They should have, I know, I mean, probably budget-wise you can't afford all those actors, but it would have been awesome to have him in the movie.
They should have
but they had Falcon.
Made some offhand comment
the
to explain it, yeah.
Obviously Falcon just replaced Hawkeye.
Maybe.
That's clearly what happened in this movie. Even though Falcon's with Captain America, but he was that guy.
So, again, this is all spoilers for the movie, but Winter Soldier, Bucky, what did you think?
Can I swear?
No.
No.
But why? What did you think of
it? I
was going to say he was bad.
Oh, that's not so bad.
I wouldn't say great, but above average villain.
I liked him a lot. And, yeah. You know, in the comics, he becomes a hero, of
which
course.
Which he's going to be, obviously.
And at one point, when Captain America can't do it, he actually plays the role of Captain America in Steve Rogers' absence. So
what happens in Captain America 3?
I don't think that would be Captain America 3, but
no,
it's
but
sort
he's
of like they're setting.
In it.
I'm not saying this is going to happen, but it's sort of like they're setting up backup plan. So if Robert Downey Jr. doesn't come back for Iron Man, they've got Don Cheadle. Yep. If Chris Evans someday doesn't want to do Captain America, they've now got Bucky Barnes or Sebastian Stan.
Yeah, they can always replace, which is a good idea for them.
Speaking of Stan Lee. I thought this was a great cameo, as cameos go.
It was as long as cameo I've seen in a long time.
The Amazing Spider-Man one was probably the best one, but this one was really good, too.
I think he just needs to stop doing cameos.
No! Why?
Well, that's he might fall over, like, dead on the set doing one of these cameos one day. He's, like, 90 years old.
Probably would not air that.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't air that.
Why?
Maybe that's one of his cameos.
No.
Okay, BJ, I know we've just talked a little bit about the characters, but guide us through the movie. We'll come back to some of the characters. Well, just tell us some of your favorite parts.
I was more anticipating Captain America versus S.H.I.E.L.D. and not Hydra. I was kind of shocked that it was going to be Hydra.
Mm.
But the downfall of S.H.I.E.L.D., I saw it coming, but it's still shocking how much it's gone. Like, it's not there.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist.
I kind of thought that Alexander Pierce, the
character
that Robert Redford played, would pull off a mask and be the Red Skull.
I was kind of waiting for that, but I never.
Because he didn't actually die. He just fell into a portal that, same thing that Loki did, or he maybe got sucked into one. I can't remember. BJ, what did you think about the movie as a whole? Favorite parts?
You know, this might be a little bit cliche, but it's honestly the parts where Captain America faces off with Winter Soldier.
Yes.
Specifically the first time, and Winter Soldier pulls off his mask, or his mask falls off during the fight, and realizes it's Bucky. He's like, Bucky.
Yeah. I totally agree. Those fights were
they were pretty good.
Definitely awesome. I liked Captain America and Bucky together. I liked seeing how Captain America is still getting used to this world with his notebook. I liked.
Well, and that was a big part of what they wanted to do in this movie.
Yeah.
Was Captain America not only dealing with S.H.I.E.L.D. and Hydra, but with himself, too.
I liked Captain America.
That's why I like this movie much better than the first one. This is.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know why. I'm just not a big fan of that era.
Period piece?
That period piece, yeah. So I like it, Captain America, in today's world.
Absolutely.
I liked how he was connecting with his neighbor who ended up being Agent 13. And Agent 13 is his love interest in the comics.
Surprise, surprise.
So that's nice.
Is that one of the Netflix things they're coming out with? Or
No, it's not. But they said her name is Sharon, and in the comics, her name is Sharon Carter. She's like the granddaughter of Peggy.
Oh, yep, yeah.
So, watch out.
But apparently Peggy has, like, Alzheimer's.
Do you think the old version of Peggy that he visited was the actress in old makeup, or was it just an old lady?
I was trying to figure that out, too.
I don't think it was the same lady.
It's got to be just an.
It was a different lady.
Some lady, yeah.
All right, Kobe, pick some more characters to talk about that we haven't yet.
How about Nick Fury? We haven't even talked about him.
Again, just like BJ was saying, that it was a movie about Black Widow. Also, yeah. I felt like this was a Nick Fury movie as well.
Well, I mean, one of the ending scenes was him burning all his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
His shield stuff. And his eye patch is one of those.
Why? Why his eye patch, though?
I'm not sure. His two eyes now? I don't know.
It defined who he was and what he did.
I guess.
Yeah. Ooh, jinx.
So, some people had speculated that maybe Marvel would eventually do a S.H.I.E.L.D.-centric movie, and this was that.
This was S.H.I.E.L.D.
I mean, it was
Captain America.
It's Captain America 2, but also a S.H.I.E.L.D. movie.
It should be read Captain America featuring S.H.I.E.L.D.
BJ, what did you think of Nick Fury?
I liked him. He was the same, the super agent that mm-hmm. you always come to expect from Nick Fury. Again, another tie-in with the show. There's no way to explain his quick healing.
Yeah.
You know, he was, like, near dead, other than what happened in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show.
Talk about it.
GH-53.
Yeah, they use that same GH stuff that they use in the TV show on Sky and Coulson. They use it on Nick Fury.
They didn't say that in the movie.
But you could tell.
You'd have to.
I don't think it was the same numbers, but it was a GH something.
Did they show something? Because I didn't see it.
I thought you said GH.
Well, I said GH. I just said it must have been GH-53.
I think it said it. No, I'll see it on Sunday and I'll listen for it closer. I thought there was a line that actually said the words GH.
Was it the doctor?
Possibly. I could have been very mistaken, so I guess we'll see. Before we forget, let's talk about the two end credit scenes. One was directly leading into Avengers 2.
That's
so
that one was directed by Wheaton.
So who's the guy that's going to be in it? Is it Baron? Do you guys remember which Captain America villain is going to be in Avengers? Is it Baron Zemo? Or is it a different one?
Sounds right.
No, I think I'm wrong.
I don't remember.
Are you looking it up? Sounds right to me, but...
Anyways, that's the guy who... is that Loki's staff that he had?
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
But it looked like it had something else with it, too.
Well, it still had part of the Tesseract, it looked like. And then do you guys know who those two characters were that were in the cells?
Scarlet Witch and
Quicksilver.
Yeah. So they made them? Is that what you're understanding? That they were test subjects?
Well... Obviously, they're...
That they made?
They made them... They gave them powers?
They're what's-his-name's kid. Kids.
Well, okay, but in the real Marvel Universe, they're mutants, but they can't be in the Marvel Cinematic.
And they're what's-his-name kids.
Why can't they be?
Because Marvel Studios doesn't own the rights to the word mutants or anything like that.
And they can't be... And so have they, any link to X-Men.
So they can use the characters, but they can't... They can't let them be mutants. So
but if they ever got X-Men back, you don't think they would try and tie it in somehow?
We didn't see about that, but from what I can tell here, he created their powers.
It seems like it.
They're test subjects. They talked about survivors and people that died. You got the character's name there, PJ?
I'm still looking at it.
Oh, man, I forgot.
Are you excited for those two?
I mean, Joss Whedon wants them in there for a reason, so I'm excited.
And I've seen some set videos of them shooting.
Baron Von Strucker. Okay.
I knew it was Baron something.
I knew it wasn't
Zemo. But I've seen Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver doing shooting while they're in, like, Brazil or whatever. Yeah. Doesn't give away any storylines, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But they looked really cool.
Oh, what did you guys think about the Armin Zola artificial intelligence in this movie?
I didn't like it.
So that is pretty... I mean, it's similar to what's happening in the comic where the character is sort of a face in a TV. Do you guys remember in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles they had Krang, the brain inside that body?
Yeah.
It's a similar situation where there was this body that had a TV screen in there, and that's Armin Zola. So I like the character.
It's hard for them to explain that, though.
They had
to explain it a lot.
They told the whole... He gave away the entire plot about what Hydra is doing. This is the worst thing for villains to do. Even if you think you're going to kill somebody, just keep it a secret.
Yeah.
Well, that's a classic villain, though.
Well,
classic
they had to explain movie. To the... all the viewers what's happening.
Yeah, and there's only one way to do that, I guess.
We haven't talked about Captain America himself as, like...
Bless you.
I mean, we have here and there, but BJ, why don't you start? Captain America. What did you think about him?
You know what? I think there was... I liked it. I mean, just what they did with him, just that... a good hero has conflict, and, you know, with the internal conflict, and with... character like Captain America, who's supposed to be like just the good old boy, just, you know, pure and everything. It's like, how do you develop that conflict within mm-hmm. him? And you do that through what the storyline brought it out perfectly. I thought
he had some line about how he always tells the truth and he always is kind of called a Boy Scout, which is another thing that Superman is accused of being as well, but for some reason people treat them differently. Like Captain America doesn't get as much flack for being a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
But I mean, both, like, just great, honest heroes. So, Kobe, what did you think of Captain America?
Well, you know that he's my favorite superhero.
Yep.
He's not a superhero. So,
yeah, he is super.
He doesn't have superpowers.
He has a super,
yes, he does.
Super soldier serum.
He's a super soldier.
He doesn't have superpowers. He's just a human at his physical peak. That's what the super soldier serum does.
No, you're wrong.
I'm just messing with you because you said Batman's not a superhero.
Because he's not. He doesn't have superpowers. Anyways, I love this version of Captain America. I love where they're taking him. I like that he's now starting to get, like BJ said, the more of the internal conflicts. I'm really pumped to see that they have now, like, made him, like, he's in charge.
Because
in Avengers, it was weird because he sat back all the time, and everybody knows that he's the leader of the Avengers. So now you're going to see that, I think, even more in Avengers 2.
Not Iron Man is.
Don't even.
Tony Stark is.
You'll see that in Avengers 2, Captain America will be even more ahead of the others, which I'm excited for.
All right. To conclude here, I'll talk about some things that happened at the end, and then you guys tell me where you think this particular series is going to go from here. So we saw Maria Hill, looks like she's getting a job at Stark Industries. She was in the HR office there. We had Black Widow just walk off. I don't think we know where she's going exactly, just to find a new cover identity. Nick Fury, like you said, burned all his stuff, so
he's going to Europe
to do something?
To take down Hydra.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think that's his mission.
Captain America and Falcon are going to go try to help out Bucky. And in the very last scene, Bucky went to go see an exhibit about himself at the Captain America part of the Smithsonian Museum.
So you can clearly tell he's realizing who he is. He'll obviously still have conflict with Captain America.
Yeah.
And they'll probably fight another time or two.
And they did give Agent 13 her own little thing where she now has joined the CIA. Yeah. So she must be eventually important.
Yeah.
She's a good shot, too.
Yep, so...
Same spot every time.
Where is the Captain America series going to go? How is this going to take us into Avengers?
I just think... Well, they always do the thing where they have one scene on their own, one with the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Avengers, we talked about the Avengers one a little bit.
Avengers 2 comes up before Captain America 3.
Yeah,
which will be 2016. But...
So next year... 2015, or sorry, yeah, 2015, Avengers 2, 2016, Captain America 3.
Yeah, and Thor 3 in there somewhere.
Probably.
Anyways, I think they're almost doing like what the Avengers did in number 1. Everybody split off on their own way.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, when we need them again, they'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Nick Fury is going to need them again. He'll call them back.
I could see Black Widow not being in Captain America 3.
There's no way. Because she'll never get her own movie.
I think she will get her own movie.
I don't think she will.
We'll see.
It's called Lucy.
I was going to say, it was Lucy. It was actually...
Yeah, we saw a preview for a sci-fi movie that she's starring in called Lucy.
Which is Black Widow. Same actress.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson.
BJ,
she got her own movie.
BJ, where is this series going?
I have no idea.
But that's a good thing. That's a good thing, though.
I'm just excited about Batman Superman.
Oh, my gosh.
No, come on. I think that... I think that they'll track down Bucky... And he'll come over to the good side. I just don't know who the bad guy could be. I mean, we had Batroc the Leaper. He's still out and about.
Oh, yeah.
He's the one that they were checking out at the beginning of this movie.
Well, he's in custody.
But he can't be a main villain. So I wonder who the main villain will be. Will Red Skull come back? Will we see...
I don't want Red Skull again.
Will... What did you say his name? Baron von Strucker. Will he move from Avengers into Captain America 3? Baron Zemo, who I mentioned before, he could... I'd love to see
him
on the screen.
Yeah.
No, I don't read the Captain America comic books. Nah. Does he always face off against Hydra villains? I mean, I know that's like his main...
No, he has other stuff.
No, he doesn't necessarily, but yeah, they're definitely the main thing.
Because Captain America 1 and Captain America 2, Hydra.
Mm-hmm.
Avengers 2, Hydra.
Well, not necessarily.
Oh, Baron von Strucker.
It looks like it will be, but...
I don't think it will be.
Well, because it's also Age of Ultron.
Twist. Yep.
I mean, it's also Ultron who's going to be... Yeah, I don't think it'll be primarily Hydra, but it might be around. So maybe that will just be in order to keep it around for Captain America 3.
But they had the staff. They had Loki's staff.
I know. I don't know what's going to happen with that. I kind of wish that they didn't have the staff. In fact, when I saw that, it didn't make me go, oh my gosh, this is awesome. I was like, no, not again.
How did they get the staff?
I'm sick of this.
Did they, after they cleaned up in the Battle of New York, like... Yeah, we got Loki. Oh, wait, where did he put his staff?
Yeah, like, how did they not find that? Because there was a whole one-shot movie about how they're collecting all the different, weapons that were left over in the Battle of New York.
Well,
Well, so how did they overlook the main weapon?
Yeah.
Well, the last time that we saw the staff in Avengers was Black Widow was holding it to Loki. And they're all there. And they're all right where Loki is.
Interesting.
So somehow S.H.I.E.L.D.
had it.
No, S.H.I.E.L.D.
No,
had it.
No, S.H.I.E.L.D. and Hydra work together, so
and
it was
S.H.I.E.L.D.
easy.
Had it.
Yeah.
It wasn't too hard for them to get it.
Okay, that makes sense. Oh, man.
I bet Fury already knows that, though.
All right.
Maybe that's what he's going to do, is trying to go get it.
Could be.
Well, guys, it's a late night.
Late night.
Where are the last words? Who wants to give us our closing thoughts? Captain America, we recommend it, but maybe some of us more than others.
Yeah. Particularly me and BJ more than Matt.
If Superman Batman comes out on the same day as Captain America 3, I'll still go see Batman Superman.
Me too.
I would just do them both on the same night.
I would probably do what Colby just said.
8 and then midnight.
I'd probably exactly do that plan.
I'd probably do that too.
So.
Batman Superman
although,
first though at 8.
You did know that Batman Superman just got pushed back another.
You did see that it said April Fool's.
That's an April Fool's joke.
No, you watch. I guarantee you it's going to be moved again.
I do kind of think he's right though. Marvel's not going to move. I think
Marvel won't move.
I think Batman Superman.
Batman
will move.
Superman won't move.
All right. Well, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Kobe Radcliffe.
I'm BJ McElrath.
And we are signing off.